Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Racing towards disappointment, or every day is a wonderful day. Well, folks, I'm a runner, and about 6 years ago, I signed on to my lifetime goal, running a marathon in under 3 hours. And I'd been running towards it, getting stronger, more miles, faster, until 2 years ago, disaster, pulled a hamstring, but hung in and hung in and hung in and just finished physical therapy a few months ago, healthy and running all out again, yahoo! And a few weeks ago, I just hopped off the treadmill at the gym and headed to the locker room where I bumped into a fellow gym dweller who also knows the fountain of youth and health and all good things body-wise is exercise. And I said to him in my characteristically succinct yet scintillating conversationalist fashion, "Wonderful day, isn't it, Jack?" And he to me, "Rich, they're all wonderful." Now, ever since, that idea has been bumping and rattling and snapping into shining bright again inside my skull. They're all wonderful. And buzzing dark again with, "But what if we had a really bad day? How would that be wonderful?" Until I realized, isn't that our challenge in life? To take days of dashed expectations and turn them, morph them, manage them, relate to them positively, no, actually fill them with wonder, to take on the crummy moments in a way that adds to me and you? And last Tuesday, don't I get a chance to test this idea? Boing goes that hamstring again. Ouch, I was really disappointed, and I didn't see any way that could be wonderful. Later that night, I'm talking with my son, Riley, at college, saying I might have to bail on my marathon goal, that I may have reached the limit of what my body can do. And he says, "But Bob, that's so cool, working at something until you've reached the ultimate limit of what you can do. I've never done that. What a great way to live your life. Cool. Wow. What a wise and wonderful way to think about it. Made my day, my wonderful Riley. I'm Dr. Rich. Back to PT. Isn't life amazing? O'Neill, thanks for tuning in.